Let's talk about men for women. Why should we be talking about menstruation in public?
Okay, the first thing is this. There's literally been no conversation between parents and their daughters, or guardians and their daughters, as their daughters grow up. We definitely know that menstruation is a natural thing that happens to our sisters. And at a certain age, when they grow up, they start to see their menses. And when they start to see their menses, you find that there has been that lack of enough information for them to get to prepare themselves, that when you get to see your menses, this is how you have to take care of yourself. And also, there is that lack of information given to men or boys that you shouldn't laugh at them in case they are stains, right? That are there. Mm-hmm. It's something natural that happens, and that really initiated. And because there is no conversation that has been taking place, it's looked at as a women thing, not something that affects all of us,
right?
So the only focus is given to women, and sometimes women, when we give money to women, to our daughters, to our sisters, we'll say this is for their women issues, which we issues we don't want to define,
to even talk about.
Yeah, we don't want to talk
right
about.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gordon. Yes, to you, Samuel Lupai. This project has got Junubin talking for real. Men for Women, how did it come about, and how did you guys first conceive the idea?
Well, looking at Men for Women, it's a broad initiative, not only looking at menstruation and menstrual hygiene, but it's our biggest focus right now, looking at the stigma that is caused by young boys, especially in schools, and other men. You know, when girls see their piece for the very first time, sometimes they don't realize it and they get some stains. And we realize that it's actually one of the causes of school dropouts among girls. And this is just because of the stigma that the girls go through. And this stigma mainly is caused by the boys. Because for the girls, they understand what is happening, but the boys don't. And they take it as a laughing matter, which demoralizes so many girls. So one of the biggest ideas behind Men for Women, and especially the menstrual hygiene campaign, is to rally men and also rally the young boys to start supporting these girls.
Right.
And don't stigmatize them when they say their piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so that prompted us to take a step and let men start having these conversations.
Indeed.
Because this is something we don't really got.
If I can only jump in there, Samuel, I have seen you have already visited schools.
Yeah.
How are the boys there engaging in this?
So it was one of the funniest experience.
Okay.
And some of the boys, the girls were actually shy, and the boys were not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So the boys were not shy, but the girls were. First of all, when we removed the pads, all the girls went like, everybody was covering their face.
You have exposed them.
Yeah, we have
that's
exposed
the kind of
them.
Feeling they had,
that's
right?
The feeling. And even the male teachers would tell us this is one of their hardest topics in school. Reproductive health is so hard to teach because culturally, these are some of the things you are not supposed to talk about.
Indeed.
But then some of the boys who attended that activity came out, and we taught them how to wear.
Right.
So someone was even asking us, so how do you know how to wear pads when you guys are
when
men?
When you guys are men, right.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But we also had to go through serious training,
okay,
you know, like on really how to wear that, because honestly, we don't know nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, Dr. Gordon, how do we demystify these taboos that are surrounding menstruation period? Like you heard from Samuel, the girls, you know, went down, they were shy about it, they felt like you have exposed them. How can we normalize the situation?
If we have free conversations, we talk, we tell the girls, look, this is something that is, we know it's happening and we're here to help. It doesn't happen to us directly, but it impacts us directly, because if my sister misses school and drops out of school simply because she's been stigmatized at school, and you find that maybe we are only two at home, and later on I succeed in life and she doesn't succeed in life, you find that the responsibility of the family lies all on me, and it's not divided. And we've known that girls who have gone to school and they have gotten jobs, they send money back to their parents. They support even more than the boys there.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're looking forward is that let's create more conversations. Let's have free discussions with our daughters and sisters. Let's, even if it means giving our sisters and birthday gifts as sanitary pads. To be honest, that is what I'm starting.
Mm.
If you're my female friend.
Oh, have you already given out some?
I still no female friend has had a birthday so soon.
Mine is coming up.
Oh, good. I will be giving you sanitary pads.
I give.
Whom did you give, Samuel Rupai? Whom did you give?
No, I even buy for my sisters and cousins.
Oh,
yeah,
I buy for my wife.
Yeah.
So you guys freely speak about this at home?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's free. We talk about it. And you see, one of the things that we're also trying to advocate for in this program is that as families budget for their annual or monthly expenditure, they don't need to forget that this is one of the things they need to be budgeting for. Because we have seen so many girls really hassle with their parents to find the best way to ask for this. And
so you beat around the bush.
You beat around the bush. Yeah. You say, I'm not feeling well. I have some stomach ache and stuff like that. And then you know, oh, maybe. And for the men who do not know, tell me what you want.
Exactly.
And for if you can go to your mother and talk freely, it's all right. But if it's your father or your uncle, it's so hard for you to talk.
Yeah,
and then also, we want this someday to be part of the tuition fees. So, like, if you're budgeting for school fees everywhere, and so that these girls will just get these parts from school for free.
Right.
All right. Because this thing can start from anywhere.
Right. And that brings me to my next question. As you may know, Uhuru Kenyatta, the president of Kenya, signed a law on free sanitary towels for school girls. What do you make of this move?
This move has been positive. I do welcome it. And when you look into South Sudan, the government schools, for example, they are not so many. And it's very easy for the government to say, look, let's have this done here. Let's bring the girls in. Because we're talking about ending child marriage, which the First Lady is championing for now. And I think that should also be in her agenda to make sure that all girls in the government schools for now get free sanitary wares.
Right.
And let's not look at just supplying. Let's look at how can we be able to sustain this. And that's why this program particularly looks at also empowering men on how to make reusable sanitary pads. Like, if I'm able to make reusable sanitary pads and give it out to my family, that is one thing. So let the government look around that. And the other call we're making is that please let's have either subsidized or totally no taxes on sanitary products.
So that
way it will really reduce the prices of sanitary products. Because somewhere you go, it is 200, somewhere you go, it is 250. And you find that this amount of money, to be honest, someone down there cannot be able to afford.
Right.
And you find that this is a monthly thing. It's not like someone comparing sanitary parts with the condoms. So it's a choice and something that happens every month. You cannot make it.
Yes, Samuel Lupai, what leaf can we borrow from this move that the Kenyan president just took?
I think it's a very good move. My only challenge is that here in South Sudan, we are still inclined to so many cultural values, because I was listening to some girls who were telling me that sometimes there's a hole that is being dug, and when you're seeing your piece, a girl is taken there for the days.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to start by breaking some of those cultural values, because if we don't break those cultural values, that means some of the people who have some of these values and in the government will not prioritize this.
Right.
But I think it's a very good move, and I would really love the government to borrow a leaf from it.
Right, and we're running short of time, gentlemen. Thank you so much for according us this chance of speaking to about this project, Men for Women. Lastly, in just less than 1 minute, what would you like to tell the people, or the men most especially out there, about menstruation?
I would love to tell the men that it is a natural thing that happens. If you have a wife, please be free to buy for her if she calls you. If you have a daughter, please, first of all, give her the information before she reaches her menses period. But if she is already there, support her by budgeting for her and making sure that you support and talk about it freely, not only to your girl, but also to the boys, so that they will be able to support your girl. That way it will be able for us to look at how can we sustain girls in school. And of course, that is something that we know. And what we're urging is that you shouldn't only wait for us to come to you for us to have the discussion, initiate the discussion. But if you need technical support on how to go about it, please don't hesitate to get to us. OK Africa Foundation is located at Eastern Plaza, room number 411. While talking about IMPs, they are located in Bolok, just behind Locator Petrol Station. And in case you want more details, this Sunday will be at Nyakron Cultural Center, where in case you have sanitary parts, you can be able to bring in.
Right.
Because on Friday, we will be having a visit to a school. So that is what happens.
And some Rosal Pie in less than 50 seconds,
Well, I think I just have a statement. Let's make our country a stigma-free country. And we can only do that when we don't stigmatize the girls. So please, men and boys who are listening to the program, make sure that we don't stigmatize the girls, and it's a natural thing. Plus, please bring a pad and keep a girl in school.
Indeed. Samuel Lupai Kenyi and Dr. Gordon, thank you so much.